stupid this is?
Think about how stupid what is?
This show.
Yeah, all the time.
How, like, we're stupid?
Yes. Yeah. I was listening to episode 8 a few hours ago.
Which one is that?
Cars and Bars, I think. When the Beeb was in studio.
Oh, that was a gem.
And, you think so?
Yeah.
I was horrified.
They're all gems, even though they suck.
I was actually horrified. We're like, Beeb, what's the news? And it was like 10-minute pause. And he's like, you know. We're like, no, we don't know. He's like, all right. And I was like, oh, my God.
That's funny.
That's a bit right there.
Yeah.
What's up, TJ?
Oh, I'm glad to be back. Yeah. Back in the Udio, back in Rochester.
You were gone.
Rochester!
And we didn't know what to do without you. You're my linchpin, man.
I wish I wasn't. I was looking forward to a TJ-less highbrow, or see how you guys held it together.
Not going to happen.
I wanted it.
I don't think so, my dude.
Anyway, so, whilst you were gone, we got some emails.
Oh, I love emails.
Finally.
All right.
And I'll read a couple right now. And then we can talk about where you went and why you went there.
Sounds good. Yeah, we got a lot of topics to get to, only a half hour to get to them, so.
Okay, here it goes.
Kick it.
Email from Killing Butterflies. Subject. It's an old one, but it's a good one. Deal maker versus deal breaker.
Ah, yes, yes.
He's got a list, so bear with me now. Okay? Deal maker, 18 to 24-year-old girls that have braces. Okay. Deal breaker, 29-plus-year-old girls that have braces.
That's fair. That's fair.
Deal maker, girls who like to watch video games. Deal breaker, girls who like to play video games. I agree with that 100%.
Right.
I don't like to watch either. Just let me play my video games in peace. Just leave me alone.
No, but, I like when my wife's watching. I'm like, yeah, look what I can do. You know?
Check out your skills.
You playing like fucking pole position?
Yeah.
You can actually qualify?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
Check this out.
I'd like to see that myself. Okay, deal maker. Girls who like Jack Black and Airborne. Dude, absolutely. I fucking love Airborne. Dave?
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Airborne?
Oh, yeah.
Never
Tom?
Seen it.
Never seen it? It's awesome.
What year? Circa what?
Early 90s. 94, 95, I think.
Let's track it down.
It's got Shane McDermott. And he's a rollerblading kid from and he's a surfer from California.
I can't believe you know his name.
Yeah, dude. Don't worry about what I know. And then his parents are like archaeologists and they go to Australia. He's like, all right, go to Australia with you and surf the Australian waves, pick up some babes. And then they're like, no, you're going to St. Louis to stay with your fucking relatives. And Seth Green is his cousin. And, who's the dad? He's anyway some nerd guy. And they're all into hockey and stuff because of St. Louis. For some reason, they like hockey there. And he meets a girl, and that's a great story. Rollerblading action, dude.
So where does Jack Black come in?
He was one of the guys. It takes place during high school, and he was one of. He was like the main antagonist's friend.
All right.
And the girl that he was interested in, brother.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Deal breaker. Girls who like Jack Black and anything else.
We've discussed that.
I think
that.
Just King Kong is pretty much what not to like Jack Black in. Deal maker.
Gulliver's Travels.
I never saw that. Any good?
No.
What about the one with Ted Danson? Was that any good?
Yes. He was peeing on the Lilliputians or whatever. It was awesome.
Ted Danson was in a Gulliver's Travels?
Yeah, he was.
It was a made for TV a long time ago.
Remember he took a leak on all of them? They're all running around?
No.
I don't remember
it
either.
No.
It's like, this is edgy.
Ooh, deal maker. Girls who have tattoos in sexy places. You're going to have to elaborate. Deal breaker. Girls who have tattoos on their wrist fingers. See, I don't know. I kind of disagree with that.
Their wrist and fingers?
Yeah, like only on the inside. Like on your palm, up to your... That's kind of something I was interested in getting.
Like an eyeball?
No. Like a thing that, like I, not Ivy, because Ivy's gay, but like something that, Ivy tattoos are gay. Okay. Put it that way. All right. Anyway, next. Deal maker, girls who play bocce. Deal breaker, girls who play golf/disc golf. Oh, okay. AKA retard/geek golf.
Geek golf. I like it.
Retard?
Yeah. RITARD. I would imagine it's a spelling error.
I don't know, but if that's a thing we don't know about.
I think it was deliberately by the, a deliberate, mistake by the
author.
The author.
All right.
The filmmaker.
Alright.
Anyway,
Deal maker.
Wait, whoa.
Oh, sorry.
Chicks playing bocce is pretty hot.
No. Because then they're always drinking beer, and I don't like girls that drink beer from a bottle. Who? Something about it bothers me.
For shame.
Nah. Drink beer out of a glass, that's fine. drink beer out of a bottle bothers me. I don't know what to tell you.
How long do you think a list of actual deal breakers from you would be?
Did you write this
How
list?
How much time you got, man?
Like, I don't know, half an hour.
No, because I disagree with some of it.
All right,
I couldn't possibly have written this list. All right, last one. Deal maker, girls with English accents. Depends on the act. There's a lot of different English accents. That depends. Like that nasty Cockney shit.
I was going to say.
That's no good.
That's what I was thinking.
Deal breaker, girls who like guys with English accents.
Oh, that's all
agreed.
Of them.
Agreed.
That's all of them.
Bitches. And then there's a last comment here. I wish the Jeffersons were on right now. Those crazy colored motherfuckers.
All right.
Right on. Killing butterflies.
Killing butterflies.
Did us right.
Killing them softly.
Killing them softly with his lyrics.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, we got something else too, but I don't think I'm going to read it. It's called Old Vanilla Ice.
I think we should keep that to ourselves in all its glory.
Yeah.
They don't even know about that.
Fuck it then. All right, here's another one real quick. I'm real quick to breeze through this one. It's from somebody called Itchy Peter. Dear friends at the Brower Hatchery, I have a problem that seeks your wisdom and wizardry, if you happen to possess any, and I believe you do. Get it? Wizardry? Spelled out with extra Z's.
Oh, I get it now.
Well, I don't understand.
Well, I guess we'll find out. I guess you will after I tell you my tragic tale. Okay. Recently this morning, I was tinkling, and I noticed an itchiness in my tinkle hole. Or maybe the itchiness came first. In any case, I thought, oh, no, the itches, and that's not right. A pee hole is a very difficult thing to itch. I had an idea to drink a bunch of water in order to wash away the itch with my own urine. I said it that way, not him.
Oh, okay.
I think urine's funny. All I had were two cases of Gatorade, so I drank those. Except for the blue ones, which I added red food coloring to before drinking because the purple flavor is so much better.
Pre-chan.
Anyway, I did pee a bunch, but the itch is still there. If this keeps up, I might have to go see that guy in the corner again, and last time he made me give him my entire box of apple cinnamon oatmeal. What should I do? Sincerely, Itchy Peter. P.S., I peed all my pee out into those original Gatorade bottles for safekeeping. I can keep them overnight to you. I can overnight them to you if you think it would be helpful. Thanks again.
Well, I have zero experience in the Itchy Peter department.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I know you've been down that road a few times.
No.
No.
I've never been down that road.
I tried to set you up.
But you know who has been?
Who's that?
Third party.
Third party.
He's always got an itchy dick.
That's not true. But I do wonder how deep this itch is.
Doesn't say. It just says right in the tinkle hole.
Is it like an itch that you can, like, can you put like a toothpick in there and kind of scratch it out?
You probably could.
But
it says right here, pee hole is a very difficult thing to itch.
Yeah, but you got to get a little toothpick, I've heard. What are those things called? The pipe cleaners?
Pipe cleaner, yeah.
That'll do the trick every time.
That'll do the trick. You're right. So there's your itchy Peter. There's your...
Yeah, try pipe cleaner, toothpick.
Pipe cleaner.
If not, send us the sample. We'll see what we can do with it. I know a guy.
Yeah? What's his name?
Steve.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure you had a real name.
Yeah. I don't lie. I don't play.
All right. Good emails. Let's move on. So, Tom.
Yes, sir.
I heard you went out of town last week.
I did.
I heard that through the grapevine.
I sure did. Went to the...
What did you do?
Well, me and the old lady... The old ball and chain packed
up. The old thing.
Yeah, the old dang a dang dang.
That old thing.
Yeah, you're talking about.
We packed up the car. We got the beef jerky. You know what I mean? A little Mellow Yellow. Hit the road. Went to the Steel City Con.
Yeah.
As I detailed the preview on our official blog.
Yeah, I read that. I was into that blog.
You can access that through highbrower.com.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Mail us at mailbag.
Absolutely.
At highbrower.com.
So we look forward to hearing from you, but access my blog, get a little preview why I went there. But needless to say, there was a toy, comic, memorabilia, and D-list celebrity show going on.
Who were some of these D-list celebrities?
Oh, man. We had the guy who played Boba Fett in the original Star Wars movies.
Mm-hmm.
We had Tony Todd from...
Was the guy that played Boba Fett the same guy that played Jango Fett?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right.
That doesn't make any sense.
Sure it does. They never show his face.
Who? Yeah, they do.
Not Boba Fett's.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Anyway. I detract my...
blew my mind there. Tony Todd from The Candyman. The Candyman.
Right, Candyman.
The series. He yelled at me, by the way.
Oh, the series? Is it the same guy from the movie?
Yeah, I meant the movie. Isn't there more than one movie?
Yeah.
Like the series
of
the
movies. I meant the series of the movies.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, but if there was to be a series, I'm sure they would cast him.
Yeah, he's pretty scary.
Yeah, he is very scary when he's yelling at you.
Yeah, he yelled at you?
Yeah.
Is he a big guy? He looks like he's a tall man.
He's pretty tall.
And he's got a deep voice.
I mean, I wouldn't, if I walked past him in the mall, I wouldn't be like, that dude's a movie star or anything.
But, no.
You know, but he worked it out.
Yeah.
And Mr. Belding, Saved by the Bell. When I wake up in the morning, in the morning, yeah, that's my stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right. Saved by the Bell. All right, you got a Belding story?
Yeah, I got a little Belding story. So he's kind of let himself go over the years. I mean, it's his right. He entertained us for 11 seasons. You know what I mean? He can do whatever he wants.
11 seasons?
Yeah. One Miss Bliss season.
One Miss Bliss.
Four Saved by the Bells.
Okay.
And was that six or seven new class?
There will be six.
Six new classes.
There was six new classes on for six seasons?
I don't know how.
And he was in the whole time?
Yeah.
Wow.
He survived.
I don't think I watched one episode of New Class.
I didn't either.
No, it was terrible from what I remember.
Although I would still watch a Saved by the Bell rerun any day of the week.
Oh, yeah.
But I never watched New Class.
So, anyway, so I came all the way primarily to get my picture taken with Belding and hopefully to party with him later that night.
Mm-hmm.
That was my mission. And I asked him a few questions about Saved by the Bell. And he was all into it. He got that, like, glassy look in his eye, like he was, you know, memories were flooding back.
Did you ask him what Zach's locker number was?
I did not. Mm. Should I have?
Yeah.
I was going to ask him some set-related questions, because I like the sets of sitcoms and such, but I did not get to it. But I did ask him what his favorite episode was, and he, like, leaned back, he got all wistful, and he told me about the time that his brother Rod came to school. He's like, well, my brother Rod came. And at first I thought he meant his real brother.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. But and he was all, like, cool and hip, and he had the long hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he gave me and my wife the whole episode synopsis with, like, quotes, and he, like, broke down, like, scenes, and he was all into it. And he's like, you know, Zach was listening, and he knew I had to tell Rod to just get out of my office, just go. And he's like, and the kids knew that I was always going to, I had their back. Even if I
What did Rod do to them? Like what did he do?
He promised them a whitewater act.
Oh yeah, and then he reneged.
Yeah.
What season was that? Do you remember?
I don't know. I don't.
Like I was wondering, like if that was early on, that was like his favorite moment, and then every scene after that wasn't nearly as good.
No, maybe. No, I'm not sure.
He was just chasing that scene.
It seems hard to believe there was only four seasons.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
There was only four. I mean, they were in high school, so there was only four. But then, I came back to talk to him a little later on, because the show was kind of beat. And so he started telling us a story. He's like, and he kind of was waxing philosophic about acting, and I really learned a lot from him. So he kind of leaned back in his chair again, which he liked to do. And he said that...
big fat belly.
Yeah, well, he recently did something, I think it was like 3 years ago, but it's recent to him. And he... I don't know where I'm going with this. Excuse me, it's very humid down here. It's affecting my brain.
I don't know. It's affecting my brain, too.
And I'm wearing jeans, and my stuff is all sweaty. And
I don't feel good either.
Woo! But I'm going to forge on anyway. So he was telling us that he was in something recently, but he was only in two little measly scenes for like 10 seconds. And he goes, you know, in this crazy world of acting, you know, for so long I got caught up in how big my dressing room was, and you know, everything was about me. And he's like, so I got this part, and I'm only in there for, like, two scenes, and I was really mad at first.
Is that It's Always Sunny?
No, he said something like Lab Rats or something. I can't even find any information about it. I don't even think it was real. He might have just made it up.
That's possible.
So he's like, I was really upset at first, and then something hit me that someone told me once, and, like, he got all, like, again, he was very wistful the whole time. Yeah, just like that. He's like, it's not...
those were the days.
It's not how many scenes you're in. It's being in the scenes that the people remember. So he's like, I got all inspired, went out there, and knocked it out. So we're like, right on, Belding. Where's the party at? He's like, oh, I fell asleep last night, so probably go home and fall asleep now.
Into it.
So I wasn't able to party with Belding. But I did see Boba Fett partying with some geeky fanboys later in the night at some bar.
Imagine being Boba Fett.
And he was trying to do some trick. He's like an older guy.
I can imagine.
And he was like trying to do some like hacky sack trick in the middle of a bar.
Hacky sack?
But he was drinking like wine, so he's like sophisticated. He had like a suit coat on. And then he's like moving things and like, yeah, he was trying to do something.
Did it have patches on the elbows?
I think his friend did though.
Nice.
Not him.
Nice.
I think it was the guy who got choked in the second, force choked.
He was there too?
Yeah.
what was that guy's name?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
But
either.
The next one coming up has Henry Winkler and Silicious Crumb.
Who's that?
Who's who?
Silicious Crumb. Everybody you know knows who Henry Winkler is.
You know who Silicious Crumb is?
No, I don't.
He was, not Boba Fett. What's that big guy?
Chewbacca.
No. The blob.
No, it's Peter Mayhew.
Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt's like little.
The guy that goes.
The one and the same, I think.
He was the puppet guy?
Yeah.
He just did the puppet.
Was it similar to this?
It could be. You tell me. You're a Star Wars guy.
Not.
I hate Star Wars.
It's nothing like that.
You hate Star Wars?
It's a burning passion.
Do you really?
I think it's the worst sets of, like, series of film in all of cinema history.
That's probably the most fucking outrageous.
Probably the most overrated movie or movies of all time.
No way. Which one?
All of them.
They're terrible. The first one, well, the fourth one, I don't know how you geeks chronicalize them.
I just said the first one, what I'm talking about, like Star Wars.
New Hope or whatever, you got what's his name, Luke whining the whole time. You're like, shut the F up.
He does whine,
The second one, it's so boring in the swamp, you're like, is this movie ever going to end?
It's not boring, dude, he's learning the ways of the Force, man.
Whatever, and the third one, they got all the Ewoks running around, you're like, what is going on? So, overrated, but I think you got something to talk about.
I was just listening to the Star Wars remix.
That was underrated, did you not?
I do, but I want to listen to the Star Wars remix real quick.
All right.
Now, do you dislike Star Wars because you genuinely dislike it or because of its fan base?
No, I really think? Never liked it.
Let's move it forward a little bit.
Okay. The music is killer.
Yeah. How can you start a movie off like this and not be like excited to see what's going to happen?
Especially with no credits, dude. Get right into the movie, man. No credits? You gotta have some admiration for the no credits.
Didn't he get in trouble for the no credits?
Yeah, he got kicked out of the guild. Uh-oh. Something's happening.
Something good?
Sounds good.
Something good happening?
Power of the Dark Side.
Alright.
This sounds like it should be at the,
Seabreeze.
The gyrosphere?
Yeah, this is like gyrosphere music. Let's do this.
You wanna do it up?
Okay. it didn't go where I wanted it to go. Anyway.
It went everywhere for me.
What was I gonna talk about?
Something that was underrated. A movie, perhaps?
Oh, dude, the most underrated movie of all time? Let me play you the theme song to this and see if you can tell me what it is.
All right. What in the world? It's Karate Kid Part 3?
Nope.
No?
Same. It's about probably the same, well, a little earlier than Karate Kid Part 3.
16 Candles?
No.
Howard the Duck?
No.
Beetlejuice?
No.
I'm out.
Dave?
Sorry, Tom, but the answer is Zapped Again.
Oh, man.
Zapped Again.
One of the
best
movies of all time.
Zapped Again. I don't think I've ever seen it.
But you've seen Zapped,
one.
Right?
Yeah, well,
see?
Of course.
All right.
There's a first one?
Yeah, that's why he was zapped again.
Oh, I thought he was just like, he's like, he drank the juice, and he's like, I got zapped, and then he drank at the same time again in the movie, and he's like, I got zapped again.
No, Scott Baio got zapped first.
Yeah.
And then this other guy, he got zapped.
But like, the scene where they're having sex all over the house?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you never saw it. I'm looking at you, but you never saw it.
No.
Yeah, there's a scene where he just like hits it off with the love interest, and then they just have sex all over the house.
All over the house, and they just do those like, the typical 80s thing where like, people jump all over the room somehow. They, you know, they cut it and they move them and they're just doing it all over the place. And then he's allergic to tomatoes, and so at the end when he runs out of his zap juice, and he's got, what does he have to do? He's got to do something where they're gonna throw tomatoes at him, and he's at a high school, and then they're gonna throw tomatoes at the main character. I can't remember his name, but
were they gonna put him in like one of those Jessica
things?
Oh
yeah, it was a big like I don't know dunk tank or something full of tomatoes or something like that.
Something's going on.
And then I guess he ended up getting some zap juice and like stopping the tomatoes.
Who played the zap guy?
A nobody.
Really?
Yeah. Not Scott Baio.
You can't go from Scott Baio to a nobody though.
Yeah, wouldn't know him. I don't know his name. I've never seen him or anything else again.
What, did he find the stuff like hidden away in the school?
Yeah, behind a picture.
I remember. Yeah.
In the Key Club room.
I think I
Key Club was the club for the cool kids.
I think I Wikipedia'd it once just to find out what happened in my sequel to the to my favorite movie.
So yeah, that was a. I mean, you could watch that on
USA
Up All Night.
Guy's jamming on a guitar, dude.
Like 40 times a weekend.
Yeah, that's the first place I ever saw it, is on Up All Night. Up All Night with that blonde chick with the huge rack.
Yes. What the heck was her name?
I can't remember.
She was hitting Shawn Michaels for a while.
But it was either her or Gilbert Gottfried. I like both of them.
Who do you think was sexier, though?
Well, she wasn't really that sexy. She's kind of gross.
So Gottfried?
Very 80s.
Wasn't she like 70 like then?
I don't think
so. No?
Song sucks.
Talking about.
This video is the worst.
Are you watching a video already?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Well,
I
had to get the music. Yeah, you're right. We should get a. I have a thing that we'll do that. That's a good idea.
We need something going on. We need some visual aids.
Refer to the monitor kind of deal. All right.
Fuck that, dude. It's all done. That was one of the worst songs ever. We're already 20 minutes into the show.
Wow.
We didn't even do anything.
I know.
That's the key. Just play music and don't say anything.
We said stuff.
Sometimes.
That's cool.
But.
What do we got? What's up?
I got some stuff. You want to,
Hey, Tom.
We got a treat.
I got a, I got something I wanted to show you. I got this new sensor beep. For when we swear.
Good, because I've been hearing a lot of complaints.
So we can swear now?
Yeah.
And I haven't used it yet, so I want to test it out now.
Okay.
So you ready? I'm going to use it. Here we go.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, Tom, fuck you, you cocksucking faggot bitch. I'm going to fucking cut you up, you fucking cocksucker. I'm going to kill you and eat your asshole, you fucking dirty bastard.
I don't think it's working.
Did it work?
No, it didn't work at all.
Couldn't hear it. I was just because I was trying to bleep.
No, it was pretty blatant that your words were cutting right through that tiny little beep.
Fuck. 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 Oh, you got to do it while it's saying fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway. So you're gonna be hearing that, you know.
I don't think it works.
No, let's try. You go ahead real quick. We'll go ahead. Dave.
Fuck. 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 How's it working?
Nice.
Yeah.
It worked that time.
That's cool.
For some reason, it didn't work for me.
Weird. That is weird.
I think the power of your
my swears?
Your swears were just, it just overcame.
It's possible.
Sensor overload.
It's definitely possible.
You're going to need to find a stronger sensor.
Yeah. All right.
Return it.
I'll look at it.
I was going to say we have a treat for the listeners for the next couple of weeks. I think we should go all politics or all religion or both. What do you think?
How about religion?
I'm into it.
Religious politics.
Well, I guess they're kind of one and the same nowadays, aren't they?
Yep.
I guess they always were. Religious politics. I'm into it.
So then we can drum up a little buzz.
Yeah.
You know?
So let's name this show Preempt to Religion and Politics.
All right. So if you got a religious take, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you hate God?
Yep.
Do you love Jesus?
Yes.
Do you love to want to have sex with Jesus?
Yep.
All these types of questions.
I want to bend over Buddha one time.
Buddha.
Bend over,
fucking
baby.
Muhammad.
We're gonna
Muhammad.
Do this.
Who else is religious? Indian dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else is religious? Indian dudes.
I can't. What is their religion? Hindu.
They just worship the river, don't they?
Nah, they got mad gods.
The Ganges.
Dude. They got mad gods. Shiva.
The Ganges.
Eight arms.
They're
blue.
Like,
can I ask a religious question?
Those are
question?
Mortal Kombat characters. What?
That's probably where they got it from.
Shiva and Sindel.
Sindel.
Baraka.
Yeah. Can I ask a religious question?
Yeah. I think Sindel was Killer Instinct, though.
Baraka.
Like in the Bible, were all those stories supposed to be true? All
yes.
of them? Like, so Noah's Ark?
Yes.
Like,
dude, they're still looking for that, man.
Because I grew up, like, I was like, oh, Noah's Ark is my favorite story. And then, like, but it didn't correlate that it was supposed to be true.
Do you remember the Noah's Arky song?
No.
Yes,
fucking,
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's pretty funny, dude.
Talk about that Flanders,
let me see
right?
See if I can find it. No. It's a real song.
Oh.
It's like, something, something, and something, your arky, something, something.
That's a real song?
Yeah.
I thought it was just a Flanders bit.
No, dude.
I thought they just made it up.
Noah's Ark song. Let's see here.
Yeah. It's going to be a floody, isn't there?
A floody.
Yeah.
Down.
This is it. This is a very musical episode we got going on here. Noah, oh Noah,
lots of rain is on its way. Uh-huh. Gonna rain
and pour 40 days. This isn't the song, but it's funny. Noah, oh
Noah, you must be all day long. do you know the story? Like, well, Noah's Ark? Who died? Did everyone die?
Yes.
Everyone?
Except Noah and his family, then they repopulated the world.
They didn't die.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, Noah and his family repopulated the whole world?
Yes. It's not the first time that kind of thing happened.
Right. Yeah, they were always starting over from scratch,
times,
right?
A couple times. Two kitty cats. So.
Alright, I think this is it.
Is it?
Better be.
No, this isn't it either.
You know what? I think we should come up with our own original Noah song to
there
add.
There you go. That's a con. What about a competition?
Let's do it.
Best Noah's Ark song?
Between the three
get,
of us?
Yeah, okay.
Or
us?
The listeners.
No, us and the listeners.
All right.
And we'll do it next week.
I think that's a good idea.
All right.
Come up with an original Noah's
like
Ark song.
Like the three of us try and write our own
Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark songs.
All right.
It's going to be fun.
You know what's funny is like this, obviously it must be like a theme, like religiously that people are just into, that's why they write so many of them. So it's like, what kind of music do you like? We're like, dude, I love Noah's Ark songs.
Yeah, a little sub-genre.
Like that's what I'm into. Noah. I want like a Noah's Ark mix disc. My birthday's coming up, so maybe you guys could help me
all
out.
All Noah all the time.
Yeah, a little present for me. Noah's Ark mix. Make sure this one's on there.
Noah!
Thanks for listening to 96.5 The Ark. We've got all the time.
Okay, here it is. Arky, Arky. Noah's Ark song. Arky, Arky. It's gotta be it. Here we go. This is the one.
Yeah.
Of the Lord. Yeah. We used to play that when I went to Catholic school when I was younger. And every day we stayed after school till my mom got out of work. And they would just play all these fucking ridiculous religious songs. And this guy, you should see this fat guy who's playing this. He loves it, dude.
This is why we need a big fat monitor.
Alright.
This is my favorite one so far.
Children of the Lord.
Third party, what would you do if God came up to you and said anything with, like, added a Y to anything? Wouldn't you take him less seriously? Or BG? If God came to you and said, there's going to be a floody?
Get an arky-arky?
Yeah.
Buildy-buildy?
Why are you doing that?
Collect a lot of animalies?
Animalies.
Yeah. I think maybe he was a little too lighthearted considering the circumstances. Like,
then,
so
I'd be like, then I'd be like, why the fuck are you flooding me out, dude? I'm just trying to live.
It's like,
here.
Gonna be a floody. Everyone you know is gonna die.
Stupid God.
I know it's a little off topic, but we're almost out of time.
Yeah, we're almost out of time.
I've been dying to ask you this the whole show. Why are your ice cubes over there, like, tinted yellow?
Dude, because. Do you ever try to crack an ice cube tray?
Yeah.
And you try to get the ice cubes out and you can't get them out, and then sometimes they half crack.
Yep.
And then you're like, I only got half a piece of ice. How am I going to keep my shit cold?
Yeah.
But what I do is I take that Pam, you know Pam?
Like the cooking spray?
Yeah, the cooking spray.
Yeah,
and I spray it in the ice cube trays.
What?
So when I have to apply minimal effort to crack the ice cube trays, and the ice just slides right out.
It's sexy.
That can't be good for you.
No. Well, it's part of the reason why I'm fat, dude.
That alone?
Well, just little things like that. Everything ends up.
Yeah, it's not
the lack of exercise from cracking the ice cube trays.
Yes. Yeah.
And the added calories from the pan.
But you're looking pretty good in that V-neck half shirt.
Thanks, dude. So my gut's kind of chubby.
All right.
What are you gonna do? Life sucks.
Stop using Pam in your ice cube.
The hair covers up the stretch marks, so we're good.
Dude, I don't have stretch marks on my chest. I hate you.
All right.
Go to hell.
All right.
Eyebrower.
Yes, sir.
Mailbag us at mailbag.
Mailbag at highbrow.com, tjhighbrow.com, bgmatt at highbrow.com, and freepdave at highbrow.com. We love to hear from you.
Peace. Sweet you.
Sweet you.